From the heartland, deep in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, where the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, the Guerrilla Media Network presents The Reynolds Reveal, the new weekly show that no matter the limitations that may trammel inquiry elsewhere, sifts and winnows without fear or favor. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Morgan Reynolds, and today is Tuesday, February 12, 2013. This is episode number one of the Reynolds Reveal. I very much appreciate you, the listener, tuning in, and we welcome your calls here at Guerrilla Media Network. The number is 218-862-9829. That number again. 218-862-9829. Let's look at the calendar. Today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday, 204 years ago. I would be remiss if I didn't comment on Mr. Lincoln as part of this inaugural show today, and I will do so later in the show. But first things first, it's a new show. Two questions arise. Who is this guy, Morgan Reynolds? And what will the Reynolds Reveal be about? What can I expect from Double R, Reynolds Reveal? First, though, let me say, before I answer those two questions, what an exciting opportunity this is. I'm grateful to Pete Santilli for accepting my unsolicited offer to host a live radio show. I've been thinking about doing this for a couple of years now, but the right situation never presented itself. This is the right situation. So who is Morgan Reynolds? Well, let's look at the formal credentials. My title is Professor Emeritus in Economics, Texas A&M University, College Station, Texas. Now, I hope you don't hold it against me that I'm a professor, but I think back to my youth, and it looked like an attractive way to earn a living, modest or prosperous, and I really have no regrets about my active years on the faculty at Texas A&M and other universities. Universities aren't as attractive as they used to be in terms of freedom of inquiry. Too much political correctness and establishment grubbing for new money. And that's unfortunate, to say the least. So what does emeritus mean? That just is an honorific title. I don't have any office at A&M, no salary, no real perks, but it's a nice honorific in that professors have to serve a minimum of 10 years and thought to be have done a good job. So that's one title. I've also served as chief economist in the U.S. Department of Labor under the Bush-Cheney administration. That's another thing you can hold me accountable for. But that was a 16-month term, and I explained on January 18th to Pete Santilli exactly why I took that. And it was an interesting experience inside the Bush-Cheney administration. Now, the third title reflects partly why that I was offered that position, and that is I've been a senior fellow and director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis, headquartered in Dallas, Texas, which is a pro-market, sometimes labeled right-wing think tank, headed up or founded by John Goodman, who's also a PhD economist. And that was an important affiliation in terms of doing policy analysis. So I've had one foot in academe, one foot in policy analysis, a certain amount of activism on behalf of purposes that I favor. And let's go back even further. Let's get personal, because some of you listeners may be interested in this, and it might form some commonalities for us. I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have 3 degrees. Bob's the oldest of four. And my father was a blue-collar skilled worker at P&H. You could call that heavy industry in that they made power shovels, the big excavators, overhead cranes, and the like. And he went into lower white-collar management after his first heart attack. And he was quite a union activist with the steelworkers. And I grew up at the table, and I'd be listening to this. He'd pound the table, and this company is trying to drive wages back to 1890. We've got to have a union to protect us. Then when he got into management, he would pound the table and say, these union guys don't have a dime invested in the company, and they're telling us how to run it. So you take your pick there. And my mother, God bless her, a great lady, and she worked part-time some as a secretary, but just a doll lady. And I went to the University of Wisconsin, the great state University of Wisconsin. And that formed actually a part of my opener there when it talks about the no matter the limitations that may trammel inquiry elsewhere, we got sifting and winnowing, and that's on the a plaque there at Bascom Hall, the top of Bascom Hill at Madison, Wisconsin. And it was a donation by the class of 1910, and it's great to have it there. When their backbone weakens, they need to look at that 1910 plaque. Fearless sifting and winnowing. So I got 3 degrees in economics from the University of Wisconsin. I've had a couple of political appointments, but the first time I went into the U.S. Department of State, before I knew what all that was about, I served 1 year just after my bachelor's degree, and then I went back for graduate studies. At the State Department and AID, the Agency for International Development, which, of course, is an important tool for foreign policy to prop up tyrants around the world with allegedly noble purposes for this spending. And, of course, a CIA front to a certain extent. But there I encountered lots of PhDs in the State Department, elsewhere around the government. And I said, hey, I'm smarter than these guys. I think I'll go back and get a degree. And besides, I don't want to spend 30 plus years in the bureaucracy to what the result. No noticeable impact, or maybe mostly negative when you think about bureaucracies and their constant search for new budget gains and new power mongering, etc. So that's when I went back to get a graduate degree and then joined the faculty out at University of California, Riverside was my first job. Then I went back to Wisconsin at the Institute for Research on Poverty and did a monograph with my former major professor, Eugene Smolensky. And then after that stint, I went to the Texas A&M University in College Station. One of the reasons I liked them was that they were a Chicago farm club at the time. That is, the University of Chicago and their pro-market tradition, flawed though it is. And, of course, the University of Chicago was founded by Rockefeller. So there's another suspicious piece of information. But, of course, they're famous for... Oh, thank you. Wow. now, and I'm still introducing myself. But we're going to go on and after the break and find out what the Reynolds reveal is going to be about. What's going to be the content? And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt, stop harassing telephone calls, even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid. It's called an electronic cigarette. If you're a smoker and you're sick and tired of killing yourself and those around you, you really need to check out this product, Elixir Liquid, an electronic cigarette. Traditional cigarettes have over 4,000 chemicals along with 65 known carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only 3 ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, consists of a rechargeable battery, a small heating element called an atomizer, and liquid nicotine. When used, the e-cigarette will produce what looks like smoke, but it's actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body is craving. That's right, you can finally get all the nicotine you need without all the harmful chemicals associated with smoking. If you've ever tried to quit smoking, or if you tried one of those overpriced, low-quality electronic cigarettes being sold in the mall and were less than impressed, you need to visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. That's www.futuresmokes.com. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. That's right, Elixir Liquid is known for their mind-blowing, handcrafted liquid nicotine. So if you're already an e-smoker, be sure to check these guys out. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. So stop killing yourself and those around you and try an electronic cigarette from Elixir Liquid today. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show can get a special 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. That's www.futuresmokes.com.
Mamma Mia's Authentic Italian Cookie Company. Hand-rolled traditional-style Italian cookies from recipes passed down through the generations from Sicily to Louisiana. A taste of the old world can now be savored and made a tradition in every home worldwide. Imagine the delight of your family and guests when they bite into the authentic taste of Italy at your next family holiday or special occasion. Mamma Mia's Authentic Cookie Company, preserving the art of Italian baking and providing you with quality, delightful cookies that you will enjoy for years to come. 14 different Italian cookies sold by the pound and FedEx to your door. Could anything be more convenient? Visit MamaMia's.com and browse in Mama's Cookie Gallery for ideas for your next party and custom cookie order. Beautiful cookies baked in America, inspired by Italy and Mama's love. Mamma Mia's Authentic Italian Cookies. Traditional, convenient, and delicioso. Biscotto molto buono.
Welcome you to the Guerrilla Media Network, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in this inaugural broadcast of the Reynolds Reveal, I just want you to know that this is Pete Santilli, and I've essentially made a little mistake on the inaugural broadcast, but Morgan Reynolds, you're doing a fantastic job, by the way. You came out of the gates really, really strong, and thank you very much for introducing yourself, and I wanted to welcome you to the Guerrilla Media Network. And I apologize for the mistake I just made, but this is a perfect opportunity for me to jump in and welcome you and say hello to you.
Thank you, Pete. It's such a great opportunity here.
Oh, this is awesome. And yeah,
I like what, Pete, I in our first conversation about this, I said we need to talk about content and then technical details. And I said, with respect to content, I want, what are the restrictions going to be? And Pete says, you have complete freedom. I said, I can't complain about that.
No, you certainly do. As a matter of fact, we're already starting to get in the chat room, but we're, you know, I'm not going to complicate things. I just wanted to make sure we had a good connection and you feel real comfortable with the flow of the conversation between you and your new listening audience. But we're already starting to get questions from people. I wanted to take this this next segment as an opportunity to start not just finishing the introduction, of course, but to start posing questions, because a lot of people are very, very concerned about our economy. They like the fact that you as an economist is going to provide some real life reality insight as to what's going on with respect to our collapse. Here's a question from Midwesterner. He said, what are your thoughts on the degree of the dollar collapse and its effect on human life worldwide, or chaos involved in aftermath? That comes from Midwesterner in our chat room, and that came within minutes of hearing about your expertise as an economist.
That is a huge area of concern, of course, is the money. And there's so much that goes into it, but to try and make it brief, we don't have a sound money and banking system. We have a system of paper fiat money, or fiat, I declare this money. We have a fractional reserve banking system, so all the banks are inherently insolvent, and that's why they need the Federal Reserve, a central bank, to back them up and print, bail out the big ones, at least, in a crisis. And all of this is extremely unfortunate in that what would be preferred for human welfare is a sound money and banking system, and that means a hard money. And what that means in practice is the precious metals, gold in particular, where it's an inelastic, trouble with an elastic supply of money and credit is it can go both ways. You can zoom it up, and then in a crisis, it zooms back down. And this is extremely destabilizing. And it accounts for the business cycle, which is the biggest knock on capitalism. It's supposedly inherent, a property of capitalism. That's a complete lie, or at least a minimum, a mistake. So it's amazing that we hit on such an important question about the money and the value of the dollar. So now, to get a little more practical, we are the international reserve currency. People still believe in it, accept it, as opposed to a euro, a yuan, a dinero, whatever, because it's the biggest economy. You know, it's 25% of world GDP here in the U.S., and we have some reputation, earned or not, at this point, to respect private property rights and so on. So am I worried about the paper money going to zero value shortly? No, I'm not. I'm not even worried about it in the intermediate. But long run, it's very destructive, the money supply and the managed central management of it.
So you don't believe that there's any way that that with the damage that we've caused to our own dollar, you don't believe that we could go to a zero value even with all the printing that we've done?
Well, it could. I didn't rule it out as an impossibility, but if you're asking for my opinion about the dollar short run, it's not going to zero. Now, of course, I could be wrong because of the that's a judgment about the market, if you will, right?
Sure.
But as I explained, we're still considered the preeminent nation. Now we're rapidly ruining that by bleeding ourselves to death. For example, in invasions and wars overseas, and it seems like every day we're going to get into another one, be it Mali or Yemen or Syria, you know, much less Iran, or look at the Japan-China dispute over some rocks in the North Pacific there, or East China Sea, wherever it is. And it's just scary day to day. So, if we, for example, were to attack Iran, oil would go to $250 plus a barrel right now and do enormous harm to our economy and around the world. So there's all kinds of contingencies out there. We're living in a dangerous world, and we are the principal reason it's a dangerous world.
We sure are. Now, Morgan, can I take a caller? I have a caller on the line. You want to take callers?
Sure.
We'll do this periodically. And for right now, since you don't see the switchboard, I'll just, if you don't mind, during your show, I'll interrupt you and let you know when we have a caller. We have Patrick on the line. Patrick, you're on the Reynolds Revealed with Morgan Reynolds. Patrick, are you there?
Call Morgan Reynolds and let you know that, in my view, you are a welcome addition to the Guerrilla Media Network, and I think you will be an excellent contribution for a time to come. And I want to thank Pete for having you on his new network. Yeah. Further, I just want to let you know, to me, coming from a listener, you sound great. You're doing just fine. Just relax. Don't worry about the regular Pete Santilli listeners liking you or not. I can't speak for everyone else, but I can speak for myself. I think you'll be great. But in the regard that I can speak for everyone else, is I think what people want from you more than anything else, and, you know, having the PhDs and the expertise is excellent, but really what they want more than anything else, above all that, is just for you to be yourself. State the truth as you see it. Don't tell them what you think they want to hear. Just say what you need to say, whether or not they like it. And that's really all I had to say. I didn't have anything in particular to comment on today, but I might later on as I listen to the broadcast. I don't know. But so far, I'm liking
what you're delivering. Hey, Patrick, thank you for your encouraging words and your singing my music there. Morgan, be yourself. That's the easiest thing I can do is be myself.
Excellent. Excellent. Then you will be well-liked by the listeners. So if that was a worry, you can cast that aside now.
Hey, Patrick, it reminds me of the class evaluations of the course and the professor at the end of the semester. And let's say I had 35 students. I would always get good reviews, but there'd be one or two students who didn't like me. And a few of the remarks stayed with me. But one of them was, well, he sure thinks highly of himself. Well, it takes a little confidence to go in there and teach every day or be on a radio show. So I'm always going to have in undergrad schooling, there'd always be one or two students, I think, who were there in a sense coerced because they need this class for their degree requirements or things like that. But otherwise, the sorting would go pretty well. Most students did like me. In fact, I was the highest rated teacher in the Department of Economics. That means I wasn't paid very well, but that's another issue.
Right.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes, anytime. Anytime. Anytime you have me, I'll call in. I just wanted to give him a warm welcome. That's all.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call Morgan Reynolds, 218-862-9829. And Morgan, I have a couple of questions for you. I you thanked me for having you on the Guerrilla Media Network. I want to thank you for coming on. I mean, you've got a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom, and I'm actually honored that you would even consider putting a show on. Now, you're going to be doing this weekly for an hour or two, as you know, I guess material permits. I want to let our listening audience know that you have, from your experience with the you know, working for the U.S. government with the Bush administration, to your academic experience, to even your work that you did in investigating 9/11, you've got a lot to offer our listening audience. And this show is going to be about revealing some things about the man behind the curtain, correct?
Correct. And you've hit on the two things that are of most important to me, and that is, one is the political economy, where we've already talked about a couple of issues there, and 9/11. And in both areas, I have expertise due to many, many weeks and years of study. But I have a breadth of interest, Pete, you know, and the show is going to be partly driven by the news and partly by the calendar, right? Any good writer looks at the calendar. And I looked at the calendar earlier today, and let me just run down through some dates that I think are raise issues worth discussion. There were 14 of them, starting with today, Abraham Lincoln. April 22 is Earth Day. Let's talk about that. May 27th is Memorial Day, right? Honoring all those who served. June 14th, Flag Day. There's another patriotic day. July 4th, Independence Day. July 20, 1969, where we allegedly landed men on the moon and returned them safely, Apollo 11. Whoa, that needs further investigation. August 2, Gulf of Tonkin. September 2, Labor Day. September 11th, the remembrance of 9/11. October 4, now here's one I'd never heard of before, World Animal Day. Oh, let's talk about that. October 24th is UN Day. That's a perfect opportunity to talk about the New World Order, One World Government. November 11, Veterans Day. Its predecessor, of course, was Armistice Day, marking November 11, the 11th month, on the 11th day, the 11th hour, the armistice. And all the disasters that flowed, World War II, of course, flowed from the unfinished business of World War I. Then we have November 22nd, which is the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And then December 7th, Pearl Harbor. I see some overlap there in those events. So let me give you a couple of things that I want to do in the show up toward the front end, which is to make some comments on the news that aren't necessarily related to the meat of the show that day. Two things caught my attention. One is somebody's referring to the President Barack Obama as the drone president. And it came out yesterday that there's a 2012 FAA, Federal Aviation Agency, list of drone license applicants. One is not far from me, the city of North Little Rock, Arkansas. There are 81 such government and government-affiliated organizations applying for U.S. airspace authorization to fly drones. The city of North Little Rock, near me, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And then there's a total of 16 out of the 81 are federal agencies. They include the Department of Energy, the Department of Homeland Security, NASA, NIST, my friends at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the FBI. And there are, of course, law enforcement agencies of various kinds. There's a bunch of universities, some of which I've been in attendance or taught at, University of California, Davis, the University of Wisconsin. the Texas A&M at Corpus Christi and the Texas Engineering Experiment Station. And so on it goes. And we know what drones can do, right? They've got cameras. And if the president is given himself permission to murder U.S. citizens overseas, isn't that the next step, right? And they've got a drone apparently being used in the hunt for the ex-LAPD cop, Chris Dorner. Okay, I think somebody may be trying to usher us off stage momentarily for a commercial break. And I'm going to give you my next news item on the other side of the break. You'll love this one. All in a Day's Work from 1887.
Mamma Mia's Authentic Italian Cookie Company. Hand-rolled traditional-style Italian cookies from recipes passed down through the generations from Sicily to Louisiana. A taste of the old world can now be savored and made a tradition in every home worldwide. Imagine the delight of your family and guest when they bite into the authentic taste of Italy at your next family holiday or special occasion. Mamma Mia's Authentic Cookie Company, preserving the art of Italian baking and providing you with quality, delightful cookies that you will enjoy for years to come. 14 different Italian cookies sold by the pound and FedEx to your door. Could anything be more convenient? Visit MamaMia's.com and browse in Mama's Cookie Gallery for ideas for your next party and custom cookie order. Beautiful cookies baked in America, inspired by Italy and Mama's love. Mamma Mia's Authentic Italian Cookies. Traditional, convenient, and delicioso. Biscotto molto buono.
Hi folks, Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, will give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid. It's called an electronic cigarette. If you're a smoker and you're sick and tired of killing yourself and those around you, you really need to check out this product, Elixir Liquid, an electronic cigarette. Traditional cigarettes have over 4,000 chemicals along with 65 known carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only 3 ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, consists of a rechargeable battery, a small heating element called an atomizer, and liquid nicotine. When used, the e-cigarette will produce what looks like smoke, but it's actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body is craving. That's right, you can finally get all the nicotine you need without all the harmful chemicals associated with smoking. If you've ever tried to quit smoking, or if you tried one of those overpriced, low-quality electronic cigarettes being sold in the mall and were less than impressed, you need to visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. That's www.futuresmokes.com. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. That's right, Elixir Liquid is known for their mind-blowing, handcrafted liquid nicotine. So if you're already an e-smoker, be sure to check these guys out. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. So stop killing yourself and those around you and try an electronic cigarette from Elixir Liquid today. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show can get a special 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. That's www.futuresmokes.com.
Welcome back to the Reynolds Reveal. This is your host, Morgan Reynolds, and I want to welcome Pete Santilli back. Pete.
It's great. It's actually, thank you very much for allowing me to come on your show. I really appreciate it.
You're entirely welcome.
This is great. I have to restrain myself because I just came off of my show, and if you listen to it, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it. It was a pretty emotional show, so I'm winding down from it. But I've been very, very excited to have you on the Guerrilla Media Network. People are really going to enjoy it. The conversations that I've had with you, even preparing for the show, have been spectacular. And I knew that just through my conversations with you that you've got so much to offer our listening audience. Just a couple of questions that I've asked you in the past. In our interaction, we could have actually recorded it and put it up for the entire world to benefit from. Your answers were spectacular because you've got such a broad and diverse range of experience. Now, I also I have a special surprise for you, per se, in that we were brought together through a person who I'm going to bring on the show. I want you two to have a conversation, but I want to thank the two of you for bringing us together. It's been literally a life-changing experience for me. And Morgan, I not only want to thank you for joining Guerrilla Media Network, but I thank you for exposing me to the work that both you and the person I'm about to introduce. I don't know if you see her on the screen, but Dr. Judy Wood is joining us for your inaugural broadcast here. Dr. Wood, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Welcome, Dr. Judy Wood, to the Reynolds Reveal.
Right. I don't know if people know just how it started. Hi, my name's Morgan Reynolds. What's wrong with Jim? But based on that, on that, it was like, whoa, this is somebody I might be able to trust. You know, because I was just surrounded by strangeness. And based on that, I went to visit you, unknown to you. And it all got started from there. But I have to thank you for everything, for it all. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere. And that is the truth. You were invited to the National Press Club, but you said you weren't going to go unless they invited me too. And you were invited to present in Seattle, and you weren't going to go unless they invited me too. And based on that, we started really doing some damage. And that's when the opposition had to take note of me and start trying to deal with it. They couldn't stop it.
That gives me a goosebumps. And as I said to you yesterday or earlier today, I love the fact that you know this chronology, which is all in the misty past here for me. But it's great what you've been able to do. And as I told Pete on his show January 18, what I recognize, and I'm willing to pat myself on the back for this, is early on, I said, you know, Dr. Judy Wood is the most important researcher on 9/11, and I'm going to see if I can help her at all. And fortunately, I was able to, even given my enormous physical science ignorance, I still have, of course, research skills and writing skills, and we were able to interact to enormous productivity improvements, and it's a breakthrough thing, you know. And you know, here's an analogy to your work, and it's more important than this, but you know, Robert Stinnett was the investigative reporter who broke open the Pearl Harbor conspiracy that you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and administration manipulated the Japanese into this, quote, surprise attack, unquote. And Stinnett did that by going through the archives that had been recently removed from the secrecy national security protections. And that changed a lot of people's perception you know, at 50 plus years after the events. But, and this is a, where did the towers go is even more important, given the technology reveal that you've broken through with. And it's just, you know, it's just historic and so important, even if we don't get perpetrators convicted. It's so important that we get history right.
Yes, exactly. And that's something my dad said, that, you know, there's probably been no event like this in history that has been better documented.
Yes.
And that's because it's a physical event rather than the he said, she said, who said, what said.
Right. Yeah. In a sense, you don't need any inside emails or memos or a couple of people coming forward to give us some information that wasn't on the upper fold of the front page or on 60 Minutes.
And that's the striking part is you look and it was visible to the entire world, but very few people saw it because the super duper psyops. You know, the buildings turned into dust in midair. Where'd the building go?
You know, one of the funny things is, yes, you look with your eyes and don't hear what you're supposed to see, right?
Right.
You look with your eyes. You look at the evidence, you're being an objective investigator, science investigator. And what was amazing to me today was to read Professor Fester, as in Soar, Fester, at one point, I thought he's really jumped off the deep end with this claim, saying, I don't think, in effect, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, I don't think Judy Wood did the book. Somebody else did. Well, who else in the world could he name? Because it, you are uniquely qualified.
Right, yeah.
It sends me back to the early days when Scholars was first formed, and you were the extraordinary name on there. I said, wow, hey, there's a woman in the engineering department. You don't see that very often. This may be very important, I thought. And sure enough, a couple of months it was later, very important.
And it's just another way to distract away from looking at the evidence. Instead, let's go argue about who wrote the book or, you know, how many eyes she has, how many ears she has. You know, it's on anything but the book, but the evidence.
But what do you think of this proposition? You know, any publicity is good publicity?
No.
Yeah. Because publicity is negative, right?
Right. And what gets out there is like somebody I recently spoke with who had known about my stuff since 2007, but they turned it off because they didn't think space beams were plausible. But when they saw my stuff now, they said, well, I didn't realize you had evidence. That's what the negative publicity does. They thought it was all about space beams, not evidence.
If you can get people to dismiss work, valuable work, valid work out of hand, then it's influence.
Cover up is safe.
It's terminated or hindered greatly.
I have a question. Can I interject?
Sure.
I remember Dr. Judy explaining a story because I was asking her how she ended up meeting you and talking to you. And I remember very specifically, Dr. Judy said, and she recalled how energized you were and how excited you were to discover this evidence and then present it to the world. Can you tell us about, I mean, when you started learning about all this evidence, you started uncovering it and seeing it, you wanted to bring it to the world. Can you tell us about that experience and your work with Dr. Judy?
We worked every day for a few years, right?
It was like, hey, Morgan, look at this. Ooh, isn't this cool? See, yes. If you look over here, like, what's that?
That was the format. She would keep bringing me things and saying, look at this. And I'd say, oh, wow, let's look at it further. And I was the intelligent layman, you could say, and a very good writer, and knew how to. Hey, you know what? I've been to a lot of seminars across fields, and there's a certain structure to all the sciences, even the social sciences, as well as the physical. Or you can go to a biology or a physics, and that's what I would was seeing or could rely on or fall back on here. So I could ask some intelligent, maybe some unintelligent questions, but we would go back and forth and craft her latest discovery, evidential discovery, into a new piece. And what would you say? Maybe two-thirds of the work we did together, maybe composed two-thirds of the book. I mean, you did.
Oh, it was that first series of, you know, like the basic things that are in the Do series, that first long one. But we started out with that one about what that peer review of Stephen Jones's research. Like, well, he has to look at this. He doesn't look at that. He didn't look at that. And he's doing that. And why is this? And then, well, he's not doing it. Let's do it. And remember that first article is going to be about the WTC bathtub. And then the next article is going to be WTC7 and the Easter egg hunt. But we never got to that because the bathtub paper just got bigger and bigger and it exploded.
It was only a couple of weeks, I think, after we discovered the existence of the bathtub, that article we put up.
And the whole problem comes undone then.
Right, and the correlated evidence, like the seismic data. So it's back closing.
Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid. It's called an electronic cigarette. If you're a smoker and you're sick and tired of killing yourself and those around you, you really need to check out this product, Elixir Liquid, an electronic cigarette. Traditional cigarettes have over 4,000 chemicals along with 65 known carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only 3 ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, consists of a rechargeable battery, a small heating element called an atomizer, and liquid nicotine. When used, the e-cigarette will produce what looks like smoke, but it's actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body is craving. That's right, you can finally get all the nicotine you need without all the harmful chemicals associated with smoking. If you've ever tried to quit smoking, or if you tried one of those overpriced, low-quality electronic cigarettes being sold in the mall and were less than impressed, you need to visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. That's www.futuresmokes.com. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. That's right, Elixir Liquid is known for their mind-blowing, handcrafted liquid nicotine. So if you're already an e-smoker, be sure to check these guys out. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. So stop killing yourself and those around you and try an electronic cigarette from Elixir Liquid today. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show can get a special 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. That's www.futuresmokes.com.
One great thing about having Barnes & Noble as a sponsor of the Pete Santilli Show is that we love Barnes & Noble. If you visit the PeteSantilliShow.com, you'll see several ads displaying the new Nook color for the very special price of $169. If you've noticed the latest craze in ebooks, everyone's carrying their favorite brand and immersed in the internet's newest revolutionary technology, the tablet e-reader. The Pete Santilli Show is proud to offer our listeners the new Nook, and we're also excited to offer what some are calling the best in the tablet world. What's more is that the new Nook Simple Touch, Simple Touch Glow Light, Nook Color, and Nook Tablet range in the price of $199 to as little as $99. The Nook Tablet Reader from BarnesandNoble.com. Portable and definitely affordable. Visit the PeteSantilliShow.com today and click on any of the Barnes & Noble ads to find the Nook that's right for you.
Welcome back to the Reynolds Revealed with your host, Morgan Reynolds. What an opportunity for Morgan Reynolds to be with Guerrilla Media Network, a weekly show, and my surprise first guest, and it is a surprise, is Dr. Judy Wood, the woman of the century. And Pete asked us to discuss the new energy that is afoot, is very evident in terms of taking the truths of where did the towers go to the public, to spreading this awareness. And when we talk about energy, Judy, if I can call you Judy, there is a coincidence here now, isn't it? Where it would appear in your discoveries that free energy is an explanation for all the anomalous effects that were displayed on that day, September 11, 2001. So let's talk about where we are. Where are we in terms of spreading the word, making the public, or at least the active part of the public, aware of what happened? What about all this resistance to the information in where did the towers go?
Well, as you know, I started out on this journey pretty naively. I was used to, you know, physical things that get solved with physical experiments and research and logic. And this didn't function that way. This is a whole other ballpark. And why the extreme resistance? It was just rather amazing. But what I came to realize is like with any event, like the JFK thing, if you can keep it suppressed for so long, then even if the truth comes out, it's water under the bridge and nobody cares. But still, this matters. So the clock hasn't run out yet. But there, it's leaking out. The information is leaking out, especially with this book. And what I have noticed is that those in the opposition movement cannot address the book at all. There's nothing in the book that has been refuted or can be refuted because it's empirical evidence. The only thing they can say is I've got 3 ears, 7 eyes, and, you know, whatever, to distract away from the book. The book is now seeping out there far enough that people are getting the information and things are starting to wake up. Plus, the state of the world is getting more dire. And what might happen if this information gets out there in time is folks will see that, yeah, what happened on 9/11, that was 3,000 people were killed. That was important. But if there wasn't a cover-up, we wouldn't have had the Patriot Act, the loss of our civil rights, people, you know, drones, everything that's happened since then, the people in Iraq getting killed, mm-hmm. all sorts of stuff. And this, so therefore, this event pulls the rug out from under all of that power. And that and is powerful.
The cover-up is more important than the crime, in a sense, right? I mean,
oh, exactly. If it wasn't for the cover-up, the million people in Iraq plus have been killed, our civil rights have been taken away. All that stuff couldn't have happened. This is what empowered that. And so those who are running the cover-up are committing a much worse crime. And we know who they are, some of them. And so what is so powerful about this, it gives us a way of getting at that. If enough people out there know about this information, just imagine, don't you think if like half the planet at least read my book overnight, what would tomorrow be like?
Well, here's my problem, though, even though I agree with some of your description or all of your description, and that is I engaged a little bit in one of these forums on JFK just to see, and you see the same thing you do with 9/11.
Water
However,
yeah, round, round, round. Yep.
On the JFK, yeah, around the Mulberry Bush, around the, and there are trolls all over, as well as no doubt some ops that continue to hinder discovery. But roughly 8 out of 10 of the public don't believe the government story on the JFK assassination. Virtually everybody says, yeah, it was a conspiracy. And most of that group would say, yeah, it was an inside job. So, but it hasn't resulted in any great substance. So my concern
but it can't really, because it's all based on hearsay of people who are dead by now. And there's no real hard evidence other than a gut feeling or a hunch or suspicion, or somebody can kind of connect the dots, but people can't see it that closely. It's, you know, it's a lot of he said, she said, who said, what said. But this has more to it than that. This is,
yeah,
not only, we're not going after the who did it so much as A, keep them from happening again, but B, this is freedom in itself, because he who controls the energy controls the people. And if we can control our energy, they can't control us. And that's a pretty powerful thing. This is a technology that can be used for evil, but can also be used for good. And the good is to provide free energy for the planet. But, you know, so if they, you know, it's their fault for using this, whoever they are, call it the crew. They use this. They exposed what they have developed. And so that gives access for the entire planet to have seen it. If they recognize, they get out of the psyops and see it. But it has also empowered a whole lot of stuff that's happened since. And the JFK thing didn't really do that. It upset people. And it was like, investigation gone bad kind of thing. And it changes in the country, but it didn't create like the Patriot Act and drones overhead, people getting sent to Gitmo indefinitely or getting shot on
site.
Yeah,
I'd say the consequences were less severe, but of course, going from withdrawing gradually from the Vietnam War to stepping it up, which LBJ did, and put, 550,000 Americans in Vietnam.
Right.
There were some serious results, but it wasn't as draconian as 9/11 is, granted. We're now basically a fascist security state.
But in addition to that, you have people who, like with the Sandy Hook thing, you know, who don't know how to tell up from down or to be able to understand how to know what they know that they know. They just speculate and don't know the difference, or they believe that an internet connection and an opinion makes them an expert. There's no understanding of how to solve a crime or how to solve a scientific question. You must first start with establishing what happened. And like with the Sandy Hook thing, we don't have that information. So, you know, saying guessing who said what, said whatever, and arguing about this person's opinion of that person's speculation. You don't go anywhere. You just end up throwing up your arms and walking off. And the JFK thing is sort of like that. It's, if you can't really bite your teeth into it. But with 9/11, as long as people are just throwing around this stuff, they learn that they can't solve anything, and they feel defeated and just kind of roll over and say, okay, tell me what to do. Tell me where to walk. You know, as I say, trained lab rats. They just do what they're told.
Well, another factor is that a lot of people are lazy, right? It's easier to write an opinion on a forum or over coffee than it is to do the hard investigation or even to read the results of your years of enormous productive labor. In other words, Fetzer is an example of that. It's not that he's lazy. It's just that he is incredibly presumptive and is not a scholar. He hasn't read and seriously reviewed your book.
He's not a scientist either.
Well,
he brags on not having read it.
Yeah.
He brags that he hasn't read it. So.
He keeps bloviating about, I did 15 interviews. I've taught logic with Dr. Judy Wood. With Judy, as he put it.
Little Judy. And,
yeah, little Judy. And I've taught logic for 35 years, and I'm his credentialism run amok. But it's just inexcusable. By the way, let me plug the article I put up yesterday on nomoregames.net, my website or blog. Go look at that, where it's titled Fed Up with Fetzer. Just one of the items out there recently.
If you just look at the effect of things, like the effect of the Patriot Act, the effect of Fetzer, the effect of the Truther movement, it's all about like tying a cement box to your feet and jumping in the lake. It makes it harder to get anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when you said early on about not getting into groups because you can, travel light, travel fast.
Right. And it brings to mind the other thing about instead of similar advice was instead of just throwing stones, get a pallet full of bricks or blocks, cement blocks, and drop it on them.
Yeah, load it up.
That's what the book, they have no answer to the book. The Stephen E. Jones crowd haven't, to my knowledge, brought out anything to show where Dr. Wood's work is in error.
And we got the book out. The book is out now. They didn't couldn't stop it. It tried for a couple of years that not being able to get it published. And I was locked into a contract, and I wasn't allowed to buy my way out of it. Until a couple of years later. Then as soon as I did, I got it published on my own, but it's out. And
do you think there were some hands in there that shouldn't have been involved there, or is that?
I don't know which, but I was being asked to defend all sorts of accusations Jones had made. So it gives you a clue about thermite and whatnot, but the point is being that the book is now out and they can't deal with it. The only thing they can do is ignore it and try to ignore it, try to cover it up, and then that doesn't work. But now with that getting out there, I never tell anybody how many are out there, but there's a bunch of them, and they're getting handed to other people, and that's starting to hit a geometric progression at this point. And especially
now, what about your appearances on the Pete Santilli show? How's that?
Oh yeah,
great.
Yeah, and I think we know of folks have tried to shut that down and it's not worked. So it's getting out there, and that's the latest threat, I think, to getting the information out there. Because the first stage was just me, and nobody would hear what I had to say. I wasn't invited on any radio shows or anything until you came along, and that stepped it up a whole nother step. But then it still was being contained because the truthers get on Fox TV and wherever else and talk about this thermite, talk about welding materials, And anybody who looks at that with no, well, yeah, they know what welding materials are, they go, well, that's insane. And so they turn it off, and they don't want to hear about what anyone else is saying with anything to do with 9/11. But when Pete entered the scene here, it's stepping up yet another notch. And suddenly that information is getting out there, and all sorts of stuff is happening, people throwing temper tantrums and, you know, this bashing of my book on Amazon for what closing in on 4,000 comments on that one.
That's incredible. How many, reviews of books on Amazon can match that number? It can't be that many.
I don't know. It's just, you know, nothing but spit fighting. Well, what about, you know, false accusations to see if there's any supporters of my work who show up to defend it. And it's just this back and forth, round and round and round. And the people who are doing the arguing haven't read the book. You know, the ones who are putting it down.
Yeah, don't let any facts get in my way. I'm having such a good time.
Right. But when if you look at the facts, it's done.
Back in the early day when I came out with that June 9th, 2005 article on lewrockwell.com that I say jumped my normal channels and caught some attention. Bush insider official decries 9/11 fraud, headlines to that effect. I thought, oh wow, I just got very nervous about what might happen. Come on, these are people who pulled off 9/11, and now I'm possibly in the line of fire. And guess who attacked me? It wasn't anybody in an official capacity. It was Jim Hoffman. Yep. apparently an opponent of the official 9/11 story. He actually did some useful things with the structure of the WTC on his 9/11 research.
So you can't draw in people if you don't have any bait.
Right, right. You got to have mixed the disinfo. It's mixed with the truth. So, but I was amazing, and he was vicious right off. You know, and I went, wait, man, I've been in some controversial areas before, but not like this.
and the same thing I found with the billiard ball thing. Yeah, that came out early, and it was attacked by all the truthers. And it still is, and I presented it at an international engineering conference in 2006. And they didn't have a problem with it. They were actually in awe, but, you know, everyone has their grants that they work on, so they can't afford to stick their neck out. But there was, you know, it passed peer review.
Well, you know, that's part of our...
The truthers suppress that.
Yes. When you talk about grants, that raises this whole block of people that are going to be difficult to persuade because it's career suicide and, the peer pressure and people in denial. You know, I don't want to start over. And or they're afraid of the, we'll call it the radical implications where we might have to reset or restart the system. In other words, if this, hey, it's a kind of a revolutionary political situation, not just the free energy physical situation.
Oh, yeah, because what this does is unzips the whole works because, you know, if they lied about this, what else did they lie about? And if they can't face the truth on this, what else, you know, everything's a fraud.
Well, yes, and so everything is, in a sense, up for grabs. The whole architecture of the political and economic system. I hear some Bob Marley and Wailers starting up.
Right.
So we're going to have a break here on Reynolds Reveal and my surprise guest.
Minutes after day to
kind. So y'all come on back after the commercial break.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes.
Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid. It's called an electronic cigarette. If you're a smoker and you're sick and tired of killing yourself and those around you, you really need to check out this product, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarette. Traditional cigarettes have over 4,000 chemicals along with 65 known carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, consists of a rechargeable battery, a small heating element called an atomizer, and liquid nicotine. When used, the e-cigarette will produce what looks like smoke, but it's actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body is craving. That's right, you can finally get all the nicotine you need without all the harmful chemicals associated with smoking. If you've ever tried to quit smoking, or if you tried one of those overpriced, low-quality electronic cigarettes being sold in the mall and were less than impressed, you need to visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. That's www.futuresmokes.com. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. That's right, Elixir Liquid is known for their mind-blowing, handcrafted liquid nicotine. So if you're already an e-smoker, be sure to check these guys out. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. So stop killing yourself and those around you and try an electronic cigarette from Elixir Liquid today. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show can get a special 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. That's www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast
now,
daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner.
Pete
Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camfema,
like
the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, will give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
To the Reynolds Reveal, episode number one, Tuesday, February 12, 2013. And I have a surprise guest. What could be better than Dr. Judy Wood, the most important woman of this century? It's unknown by most of the world, but there's an awakening coming on, as Pete Santilli volunteered. There is an awakening. And Dr. Wood, let's have you and I both contribute to this. It reminds me of James Douglas's book, JFK and the Unspeakable, where Robert F. Kennedy commented after his brother's assassination, commented at one point, "The world I thought I was living in isn't the real world." And we have both in our individual ways discovered a version of the world we didn't know was really at afoot. So in my case, I was in the Bush-Cheney administration as chief economist, U.S. Department of Labor. It's a political appointment, as are there in that department. There must have been about 125 politicals when an administration changes, takes over an existing bureaucracy. And, of course, the bulk of the staff are permanent, if you will, bureaucrats. Okay. Now, I worked only 16 months when I left because I didn't feel like I was doing anything good. It wasn't promising. As I put it, I was intellectual armor for the Secretary of Labor. When I left, I was able to fly free intellectually and explore any subject I want. And the following March, the Bush administration invaded Iraq on what I knew were false pretexts. So I began thinking, if they would invade this country and wreak havoc and destruction and take so many lives, what else would they do? And 9/11. So I began poking around at 9/11 and writing some articles. And once you start down that path, it's almost as if there cannot be, at least for an honest person, any turning back. So you discover, wait a minute, there's some evil going on here. They're making war on false pretexts to benefit powerful interests. Wow, this is some kind of ruthless group. It has nothing to do with noble political purposes. So, and then you get into, quote, conspiracy theory, or at least you start looking askance. You need proof. You need real evidence to believe anything official or that the corporate media may pronounce, because it looks like there's too many things that are sold as false bill of goods. So you need to start digging, and start digging I did, and was able to join in work with Dr. Judy Wood out of my field in terms of physical science. But we were then able to, we saw, for example, the resistance that we would encounter on everything. For example, if you put up an article criticizing the work of Dr. Stephen E. Jones, the physicist from BYU, who was greeted with such applause when he pronounced 9/11 something fishy with the Building 7 and started selling his thermite thesis, complete fraud. But you begin to say, wait a minute, there's a bunch of people here that aren't, they're wearing white hats, but they are acting like black hats. And the further you go, now I always thought of myself as being thick-skinned, a hard-shelled guy. I can take anything. I don't need a whole lot of help. But really you do if you're going to win. I want to win. And I want the truth to have some friends touting it. Yeah, the truth can take care of itself, but it's good to have some proponents for the real truth. And that kind of brings me up to date in a brief compass here. Now, Dr. Wood, tell me how, of course, I've heard you describe on 9/11, you were saying, hey, what I'm saying is that why isn't the engineering faculty around me seeing what I'm seeing?
That's right. I looked at when I saw what I saw, I thought they were doing another War of the Worlds, but TV style. And I almost snickered and pointed like, you guys aren't falling for this. But I didn't say anything. But they looked at me and gave me this evil look like, what kind of a wacko did we hire? It was this discontinuity of, you know, am I insane or is the rest of the world insane? So you sit down, how would you figure that out? And that's when I came up with the billiard ball thing. But then it was just totally mind-boggling to me how these people had their pitchforks, they're ready to go for a lynching after the witch or whatever. They weren't thinking about engineering, they weren't thinking about logic, they were just running on emotion, getting all lathered up to go do something. And looking back, now I see it more clearly that that's a quirk of human nature that was used against us. So here you get some people starting to wake up and realize something isn't right about 9/11, you know, after a few years. I call it the low-hanging fruit falling out of the tree. So if you want to control public opinion, you need to herd that up and, you know, quick, get the low-hanging fruit and contain it over here so it doesn't get into trouble. And there's been more and more coming out of the tree, and they've been catching it as fast as they can, but it's coming out of the tree too fast to be able to be fully contained. Now, people do talk about waking up, but, you know, that's why I refer to the low-hanging fruit and then grabbing them up. So the people think they're awake, and then they get sucked up into these mind control or, you know, brainwashing kind of organizations where they're amongst peers, so they go along with whatever it is, and they can easily be steered. Like I made that analogy with a field of deer. You get one deer spooked, and the rest of them run wherever that one's running. And only one of them knows why they're running.
Yeah. And
so if you can be that one, or you can control that one deer, you control the whole herd. And I think there's got to be some human nature about it. So we need to be careful. You know, when we do wake up, people say, oh, I'm awake. They wake up to be given another nightmare. And they're not really awake. It's a kind of like a placebo. It's another stage. So the only way to really know if you are totally awake is to be in control of your own thoughts, to know what you know that you know, and know that everything else you don't know. And don't take anything for granted.
I was at a friend's ranch in Texas one time, and they did a, we'll call it a small-time rodeo. And you're right up close to the corral, and you watch the cowboy come in, and his lariat's in the air, and he's going to pick out one of these calves or cows. And it's really interesting how they all run, and each one's trying to hide in the crowd. And then you pick out one, and oh wow, it's after me. You know, I thought I could get away with this. So, that herd instinct is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I guess we're all prone to it, but I've resisted that my whole life.
Right. But it's good to be aware of, to see it. So if we can, to our own thoughts, just with ourselves, and that's why I think it is really good about my book being a handheld thing that you can read in your closet without anybody looking. You don't have anyone to answer to. You don't have an ego to protect or any, you know, pride at stake. You can just sit and sort out the things on your own and decide, what are my thoughts? What, you know what you know that you know. Don't say, well, someone says this, you know, we have this organization of X number of engineers and architects, and they say such and such. That's only the lead deer steering the rest of the herd.
Yes. Thinking is a solo activity. I mean, ultimately, is you can benefit by interacting.
But there is this mass awakening kind of taking place where, you know, the low-hanging fruit is falling out of the tree. And they need to decide if they're going to run with that herd or stop and think and have. And I like what Pete says. There's nothing more powerful than, you know, all the people of the world thinking independently. You can't control that herd. I mean, they're in the herd to control.
You know, this whole 9/11 thing is aided, I believe, with the decline of faith or confidence in the state or collectivism in general, because of the economic difficulties, where ordinary people know there's no real recovery, a self-sustaining recovery. The openness of the Federal Reserve with an electronic printing press, it undermines confidence in the paper money or the management of the economy at this exalted level. People don't have the same confidence that things are good. The last consumer report I saw on consumer sentiment was surprisingly negative, despite the complacency in the stock market, for example. And a lot of people, informed people, used to argue, the consumer confidence index is just tracking the stock market. But, man, they're going a different way now. So that's all working toward the same a theme of an awakening. There's something way wrong here.
Yeah, I think folks sense the bottom's about to fall out. Something's going to happen, and they're like those bunch of calves that are want to hide in the herd because they don't want to be the one that gets lassoed. And they're all kind of in a panic and not knowing where to run or how to run. And so they want to blend in. But there's, as I forgot who it was who said, when all the free energy people start dropping dead and getting suicided and whatnot, one of them said, they can't kill all of us.
How comforting.
Yeah. Well, but think about that.
Well, I think okay. Because
I think it's right. Because as long as people don't stop what they're doing, they're not going to win. So if you think about that, it doesn't matter if the bottom falls out. The bottom's falling out on the plan, on the crew. You know, we're still here. The one of the pitfalls is, I don't, you know, they talk about the FEMA coffins and all that business. They're not, the crew isn't going to come after us. They don't want to have to clean up that mess. They're going to have us do it to ourselves. So as long as we don't do it to ourselves, we're in good shape.
I'm not sure I'm entirely tracking you on this.
I have a question.
If you think the bottom is falling out, just stand still. Don't run with this hurt.
Oh, okay.
Just stand still and strong, and the bottom is falling out on the cruise plan.
Yeah.
And if we're all still standing, then we pick up there with the new system.
Yes. Yeah. If we're not panicked, if we stand our ground, that's the best thing to do.
Yep.
It's like your is it Yogi found out, hey, the dog won't catch me if I don't run.
You know? Yeah, the dog doesn't chase you if you don't run. Yeah.
Won't get to chase me.
We have a couple minutes left. I have a question. The two of you, do you think there's a possibility, and I believe this, I have hope, that free energy technology will be found out by our population, and we may be able to benefit from it during our lifetimes?
If the population wants it, you know, if they don't stick their head in the sand, it is very possible. Truly possible. And that's right. The biggest information with my book is it was right there in front of all of our faces. You look at the cover image on the book, the buildings turned to dust in midair. Some technology that can do that does exist. You know, when people say you need to have the serial numbers and name the name of the gizmo or else you got nothing but speculation. No. Here's a question. Did the tower mostly turn to dust? Yes. Next question, does there exist a technology that can do that? If you say no, I'm going to ask you how something occurred that was impossible to have occurred. You know, that is the proof in itself that a technology that can do that exists. That technology, without a doubt, can provide free energy. Think about that. All of the molecules in the building, instead of being attracted to each other, are now repelling each other. They're all coming apart. That is an amazing technology. Yep.
Now, here's one thing that bothers me. It's a misstatement. Correct me if I'm wrong. They'll say, it needed enormous energy to do this. Well, wait a minute. If you have a technology that can take small amounts of inputs, this new technology, this new process may be able to generate big energy.
Right. Yeah, the energy came out. It wasn't put in.
Right. So the level of input doesn't have to be That's the Reynolds Reveal segment with our surprise guest, Dr. Judy Wood. And the Reynolds Reveal segment, the last segment of episode one, will come back after this commercial break.
Perfect.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost drop to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
Would you like to see who's really hiding behind the green mask of the environmental movement? Are you ready for smart growth and sustainable living? Have you ever heard of Agenda 21? Well, Rosa Corey has, and she wrote a book about it. Agenda 21 is the United Nations blueprint for global domination, and they want to make you their slave. Have you ever wondered what smart growth really is and just how far the global elite will go to get what they want? Is Agenda 21 already at work in your neighborhood? The answer to all your questions can be found by going to thepetesantillishow.com and clicking on the Agenda 21 tab at the top of the page. Order your copy of Behind the Green Mask, You and Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey on Amazon.com, and you'll support the efforts of The Pete Santilli Show. Behind the Green Mask blows the lid off the New World Order's plan to rid the planet of everything unsustainable. Read the book and then ask yourself, are you sustainable?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid. It's called an electronic cigarette. If you're a smoker and you're sick and tired of killing yourself and those around you, you really need to check out this product, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarette. Traditional cigarettes have over 4,000 chemicals along with 65 known carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, consists of a rechargeable battery, a small heating element called an atomizer, and liquid nicotine. When used, the e-cigarette will produce what looks like smoke, but it's actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body is craving. That's right, you can finally get all the nicotine you need without all the harmful chemicals associated with smoking. If you've ever tried to quit smoking, or if you tried one of those overpriced, low-quality electronic cigarettes being sold in the mall and were less than impressed, you need to visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. That's www.futuresmokes.com. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. That's right, Elixir...
Well, you know, on a night like this, when it's all dark and scary, there's no reason to go hungry on the trail. That's why I like to pack myself a little bit of cheese jerky. Hot dog, this stuff is good. I prefer the chicken flavor. Well, it's low in fat and high in protein for those nights when you're sugaring on the trail. It's also good for the post-apocalypse. So that's why you ought to run on down and get yourself some cheese jerky. Want to find out more about cheese jerky? Just get on that feller Pete Santilli and he'll hook you up. Once again, don't forget, cheese jerky. Ooh, that's good
Welcome back to the Reynolds Reveal. This is Morgan Reynolds. We're enjoying episode one of the Reynolds Reveal here on Tuesday, February 12, 2013. And Pete Santilli tells me we have a couple of callers who want to talk to Morgan Reynolds.
Okay, line one, could I get your first name, please? In the 206 area code. Hold on just one second.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
206 area code, what's your first name? You're live on the Reynolds Reveal show.
I'm Joni, and I'm a newcomer to the network as well with Character Driven.
Joni, you're so sweet. And thank you.
I'm just calling to welcome Mr. Reynolds because I've heard all about him from Dr. Wood. And I just wanted to welcome him and say I'm enjoying the show. I'm in the chat room, and I've been telling people to join in on my various pages. So I just think it's great. I loved hearing. I didn't even want to interrupt because I loved hearing what you guys had to say. It was just really fascinating. So welcome. And I don't want to take any more of your time. I just wanted to say that to you.
That's great. It feels like family here in the Guerrilla Media Network.
That's what it is. Well, Pete's great. He's the dad.
And
he's
so
he's a talent. He's a powerhouse. Yes.
And so are you. I really enjoyed participating in your show and then listening back to it. I mean, you're really, really. I mean, I'm super excited to work with you, Joni.
Well, I'm so excited, and you know, it's been quite a. It was a bit of a whirlwind because it sort of changed. Very quickly from, you know, I was just doing my little thing. I work out of a very small radio station, but I've been sort of plugging away at it and trying to bring the truth to people. And then I got in touch with Dr. Judy, and she's been so generous with her time. And then she introduced me to you, Pete. And now I'm meeting Morgan through her. So she's quite the conduit, really, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, and so are you, Pete. You're a great facilitator. You bring people together. So I really thank you for that. This is a great show. And not to take away from Morgan, because this is his show, but, you know, it's great that you're facilitating all of us getting the message out.
It seems like Pete brings the good people together and repels the bad people.
Bingo.
Yes. Well, the bad people can go elsewhere. They've got their own places to be.
They'll eventually be drowned out.
Yeah, they will. Either that or they'll be over here.
Or recover.
Recover from their psyops. Yeah, we're going to bring them to recovery, aren't we, Dr. Judy?
Yep.
You are. I'm just the techie. I'm just facilitating. I'm the host. But we're going to be doing a little show where we bring some folks back to their senses.
Awesome. Thank you, Joni. And Dr. Reynolds, I have a couple more callers. Would you like to take them?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Joni.
Yes. Let's go. Yes.
Okay. We have Nemo online, too. He's a regular contributor to the Pete Santilli Show. He is like family as well. Nemo, you're live on the Reynolds Reveal.
Hey, I'm super psyched. I heard about you two not that long ago, and I'm real excited that a person like you has a show like this that we can ask a lot of questions, but I had a question for Dr. Wood. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm here.
I don't really like asking like people personal questions, but I saw on the conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura how I believe it was Art Bell's brother that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that, like, really, really freaked me out because no one investigated it. And are you able to talk about that, or is that, like, personal?
Oh, I prefer not to talk about those kinds of things because I like to talk about the evidence, and rather than play martyrdom and, you know, scary stuff. You know, it's very bad things like that happen. It's sad. But I think we need to look at what we can do. And it's sort of like a different issue.
Yeah, my prayers go out to him and everything like that, and his friends and family.
Me too. Because I met him there when they were recording the thing. I saw him the day before.
Yeah, so are you going to be able to, come visit the show more often?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
She can come on the Reynolds Reveal whenever she wants.
And the Pete Santilli Show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, this is Morgan's show.
Yeah, well, we love hearing from you, and thanks a lot for everything y'all do.
Well, thank you, and thanks for I continue to be amazed and impressed, and it really feels good to see what kind of listeners that the Pete Santilli Show has and this network has. There are there are honest people who really, truly want to go somewhere, you know, want to learn the truth.
It's really cool that you, like, can speak the conspiracy language, so it's real cool. You understand us.
Thank you very much, Nemo. You're awesome. We'll All talk. Right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye bye. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Reynolds, have Steve from Pittsburgh on the line, and he is absolutely one of our. He's a very special caller. He's a Vietnam veteran and one of my favorite contributors to the Pete Santilli Show. And Steve from Pittsburgh, you're live with Dr. Reynolds on the Reynolds Reveal.
Yes, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you very, very much for the information. You got me in tears with all this information that needs to be put out there. And Dr. Judy Woods, thank you for the book. I've been reading it, and I've been studying it. And with your permission, I would like to give a few, I don't know the word for it, but I would say demonstrations to some people that got their heads in the sand, and I would honor that. And, you know, wow, I'm just blown away by this show here because it hit me hard. And thank you, guys. And I need to pass this word out to get it out because a lot of people just don't believe it. And to give you an example, I went to a very special meeting over the weekend and ran into a guy that is a producer for CNN News. And God saved me because I was ready to let loose on this man. I don't know what happened, but I lost my breath and almost passed out because this guy was telling me that he lives in New York and he's been a producer for CNN for 25 years. And everything that I was trying to explain to him didn't happen and all this. And I didn't bring the book because we weren't there for that type of a meeting. You know what I mean? But I just ran into this guy. And now I'm really buckling down and reading this. And this information has to get out because I'm going to see this guy again. And I want to be well prepared and well rehearsed. And because a lot of people I'm talking to, they think it's a bunch of guys running around with box cutters and everything, you know? So that's where I'm at. And like I said, this show is excellent. I'm behind you. And I just need an approval that, you know, when I do talk about your book, I am going to use your book and use your CDs and everything that you had on Pete's show and everything, you know. That's where I'm at. And just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you guys enough.
You're awesome, Steve. Thank you very much.
You just did thank us enough. That was wonderful.
And it's great. This kind of grassroots effort is just really admirable. It requires such courage to do this when somebody's resistant like that.
But the numbers are growing. I hope, Morgan, that you can see that this is different than it was in 2006.
Oh, yes. We've come a long way, haven't we? And this gets me energized to do this show.
All right.
My activity level is cyclical, but the trend was down. And now, hey, Morgan's awakened.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you're coming to near the end.
Are we out of callers there, Pete, momentarily?
We are. And let me say goodbye to our Steve. Thank you so much, sir. And I'm just going to I'll let you listen in here as Dr. Reynolds concludes the show. OK.
OK. At the outset, I promised to do some coverage about Abraham Lincoln, this being the 204th anniversary of his birth in 1809 on this day. But I am going to push that into the next show, and I hope to have Tom DiLorenzo to me, the leading scholar on Abraham Lincoln to set the mythology aside and look at the hard truth about Abraham Lincoln. And that show, I'll explain why it's important that we have the truth about Abraham Lincoln and how important his war was in making us transition from a decentralized commercial republic to a unitary state. But let me close on a happier note here, if I have the time.
1 minute.
1 minute. I don't have the time. So I'll save that. It's about All in a Day's Work with nursing in 1887. Let me give you a little tease here. In 1887, the instruction, this comes from my wife. She just had her birthday, and somebody sent it. Shows how far we've come to the good and to the bad. The nurse who performs her duties without fault for 5 years will be given an increase of 5 cents a day, providing there are no hospital debts. So I'll give you more about the change in the culture and the economy and the social system next time. But next time, the Reynolds Reveal, we're going to smooth out all of our little glitches. And it was going to be a great show with Tom DiLorenzo as the main guest. And we are going to take apart Abraham Lincoln and the mythology therein. You might believe, in accord with Henry Ford, that history is bunk, but it's not. It's important to get our historic consciousness straight. So goodbye. Thank you, listeners, for listening to the first episode of the Reynolds Reveal. There will be more. I want to see you back again next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Would you like to see who's really hiding behind the green mask of the environmental movement? Are you ready for smart growth and sustainable living? Have you ever heard of Agenda 21? Well, Rosa Corey has, and she wrote a book about it. Agenda 21 is the United Nations blueprint for global domination, and they want to make you their slave. Have you ever wondered what smart growth really is and just how far the global elite will go to get what they want? Is Agenda 21 already at work in your neighborhood? The answer to all your questions can be found by going to thepetesantillishow.com and clicking on the Agenda 21 tab at the top of the page. Order your copy of Behind the Green Mask, You and Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey on Amazon.com, and you'll support the efforts of the Pete Santilli Show. Behind the Green Mask blows the lid off the New World Order's plan to rid the planet of everything unsustainable. Read the book and then ask yourself, are you sustainable?
Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free, and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Mamma Mia's Authentic Italian Cookie Company. Hand-rolled traditional-style Italian cookies from recipes passed down through the generations from Sicily to Louisiana. A taste of the old world can now be savored and made a tradition in every home worldwide. Imagine the delight of your family and guests when they bite into the authentic taste of Italy at your next family holiday or special occasion. Mamma Mia's Authentic Cookie Company, preserving the art of Italian baking and providing you with quality, delightful cookies that you will enjoy for years to come. 14 different Italian cookies sold by the pound and FedEx to your door. Could anything be more convenient? Visit MammaMia's.com and browse in Mama's Cookie Gallery for ideas for your next party and custom cookie order. Beautiful cookies baked in America, inspired by Italy and Mama's love. Mamma Mia's Authentic Italian Cookies. Traditional, convenient, and delicioso. Biscotto molto buono.